Do you get those kind of nuts, long, flat nuts here?
Walnuts.
Almonds.
Pecans. And,
almonds or almonds?
Almonds. I don't believe I ever remember any almonds being raised down this part of the country. Now you got the chinkapin, a chinkapin tree there in the yard, doesn't it?
Okay. Now the red vegetable has a root on it?
Radishes.
And do you have those little tomatoes? What do you call them?
Yes, she's got some of them. Tomatoes.
They come up,
just like any regular tomato.
Follow here?
Oh, well, they would unless they let the seed, if they say one gets overripe and it just falls to the ground, that would seed to be there. It'll come up there next year. And maybe come up, it depends on the time of year. The frost happens to catch it in the fall. Well, it will lay there if the ground's cold or cool enough that it won't sprout. If it's there next year, it'll come back up there next year. The seed will. Depends on the temperature of the soil. She's got some of them little things out there in her flower bed.
Do you raise onion?
I used to raise onions to eat, them old big onions. I haven't got any now, but usually I've got
the little
green, they're green onions anyway. You eat them green, you chop them up, put it in your fried eggs, or your scrambled eggs, or your soup, or stuff like that.
What kind of things come in heads?
Lord. Cabbage and lettuce.
Okay. Now you mentioned beans, the kinds that you have to get out of the pods. Do you raise them?
Well, yeah. It depends on the stage of the bean, how you like him. If you like him dry, you shell him. If you like him green, you just snap it when it's green, before it gets grown, where you have to shell it.
Is that a general term for any type of bean, that snap bean, or are there different types of snap beans?
Oh, there's different types, yeah. There's what the regular old red bean, like you go to the store and buy. We've planted them. I had a little patch of them this year out there. If you get them at the right stage, you can snap them just like you like the regular bush snap bean.
Yes.
You'll snap.
Yes, sir.
But you let him get grown, he makes a good bean. Well, the other beans will do the same thing. White bean, butter bean. Of course, you don't snap butter beans, you shell them. They get grown and mature in the shell.
Now, what other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Mustard, collards, kale, endive.
Kale?
Kale, yeah.
You grow endive lettuce?
Beets, carrots.
The kind of corn that was tender enough to eat off the cob?
Roasting ear.
Yeah. You picked it when it made good.
Well, you got to kind of know when to get it. If it gets too old, too hard with it, you go in the field, if it was too hard, you brought it to the house too hard, you didn't throw it away. You chuck it off, and you take it and put it in the oven and bake it. It'd be kind of hard, you know, baked, dry. Good. If you had good teeth, it'd taste good. But roasting is, you go out and you patch that, and you kind of press the end of it. Well, if it's too young, you can't, but you've got to get it where it'll, you've got to feel it, the kernel kind of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's ready to be pulled.
The type, at the top of the stalk was a
tassel.